what you're listening to.
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
We're back on Drive Time Sports, KOAO, 107.3 FM and 7.50 AM. We're going to talk golf today on the Coach's Corner. Right around the corner, we have the fall sports season. In fact, we're less than a week away from the very first golf meet. And joining us right now on the phone to talk a bit about that, we have second-year Carbon High School coach Brett Johnson. Coach, a pleasure. I always look forward to the conversation, so thank you again for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Jordan.
Coach, we'll dive right into it. You guys recently had tryouts. In fact, this week, the team is now set. Before we talk about the logistics of what went down over the two-day tryout period that you guys held, how much more comfortable are you as a coach now going into year two?
Oh, it's always just like anything else. I mean, going into it, your first year, you're a little not sure what's going to happen. But once you kind of understand now as things go on, I have a little bit better knowledge of what I need to do as a coach to help my kids do a little bit better, and hopefully we can do a little bit better than last year.
I know, Coach, going into year number one, it's one of those deals where TK was so successful. I'm sure you probably tried to implement a lot of the same things or stay with a lot of the same things that TK was doing. Now as you go into year two, do you make it a little bit more your own, or are things still pretty similar to what they have been?
They're definitely similar to what TK was doing. We definitely have a good starting core that's going to help us be really competitive for our region play, and also coming into the state tournament, we're going to be very competitive this year.
Well, let's talk about how the tryouts go. You mentioned the squad that you have coming back, and I guess that's probably the best place to start, Coach. Who do you have returning this year that you expect big things from?
So we have Brady Gagan returning. We have Nick Olson returning, also Caden Slavinsky and Jordan Penovich are returnees from last year.
So as far as that group goes, Coach, a lot of experience there. These kids definitely played a major role for you guys last season.
Yeah, definitely. Pretty much used their scores every week. You know, we lost Carson Martinez last year and Ty Yakovich. But this year, you know, we got a couple of really good, talented kids coming in.
You talk about Brady Gagan coming back, Coach. And again, just going over the all-region team from last season, Martinez and Gagan, they led the Carbon squad. So you have one of those two coming back. What are the expectations for someone like Brady, who was a 3A All-State second team selection last season?
You know, Brady's a very talented athlete. I mean, the kid can play any sport. And he can play them really well. You know, my expectations for Brady are, you know, playing good golf, playing competitive golf, and, you know, making a good run at state tournament this year. I know he's a little bit disappointed at the end of last year, but the kid's always fun to be around, and he always uplifts our team's morale and their spirits. I'm really excited for a couple of our freshmen coming in. Bodie Salas is going to really make a big contribution to the team. And I got a couple other younger kids that are going to push our older kids. So I'm really looking forward to it.
All in all, Coach, how many kids total do we have on the team this year?
We have 11.
Okay, so when you talk about pushing, again, for those who are unaware, I mean, you take six on the varsity, right? Six, and then you guys take the top four scores. So that's kind of where you mean as far as is pushing the older kids.
Correct. So each week before our region match, we have a couple days of qualifying before our match. And so after the qualifying, I'll, you know, see who's playing really well at the time, and I'll decide which six will go to our region match. And that's kind of how I determine it.
Coach, again, talking about some of the new kids, all in all, how were tryouts? I mean, were there any surprises, or did you pretty much know who would be there and which kids would be on the team this year?
I pretty much knew which kids were going to be trying out and which kids, because during the summertime, you can kind of tell which ones wanted to be there and which ones, you know, kind of didn't. And so they kind of just filtered themselves out. So I'm really excited for this team. I've got big hopes for them this year.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Brett Johnson of the Carbon High School Golf Squad. Coach, let's talk about the upcoming schedule. Not a lot of time for you guys. I mean, you have tryouts at the beginning of this week, and before you know it, you guys are going to be traveling to Roosevelt July 31st, right? 6 days away from the first meet.
Definitely, definitely. And it's nice to start our region off by playing at the state site. We've played Roosevelt quite often, and especially the younger kids playing in junior tournaments and stuff over there. So we fairly know the golf course pretty well. So it's really nice to get an actual golf match at the state site early.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to ask you. With the state meet being at Roosevelt, I mean, it's so much different than what it has been at years past. This seems like it's a true positive for some of the rural schools.
Yes, and I mean, it's really good for us just because we can, you know, during the week or something, we can go out even on a weekend. I can take some boys up and we can actually just go play the golf course. We didn't have that last year, having to, you know, go all the way up to Salt Lake. We didn't have that opportunity very often to go see that golf course. So I think that kind of hurt us a little bit last year, but I think it's a little bit of an advantage for us this year.
Now, the region is a little bit different this go-around. We're talking Grand, Emory, South Sevier, San Juan, of course, Carbon. I mean, it is a different look, Coach. So when you take a look at the competitiveness front to back of this year's region and even next year's region, how does it match up from what we've seen in the past? Is it more difficult or is it about the same?
It's going to be a little bit more difficult. I mean, you know, the last couple of years, the competition wasn't as good as it probably could have been, but I think we have a couple extra teams that can actually push us a little bit more. And so that's all a coach can ask for, is to have competition that actually gets us going and saying, hey, we need to do a little bit better, guys. So.
It's no knock on any of the teams that Carbon shared a region with last year, Coach, but I'm sure at times the kids maybe got a little complacent in the middle of region play because you guys had such a huge lead at one point in time in the season.
Exactly. I just go back to my high school days when we had to play up against like a Park City, you know, these really, really top-notch schools. And when we're playing, and like you said, not to knock the other schools, but when you have a couple hundred shot lead, they kind of get a little relaxed and not, I guess, take it as serious as they should.
Definitely things worked out, Coach, through the region season and the regular season as you would have liked. I mean, you guys do hold control of that Eastern Utah Cup, which I know is important, and then a region championship. You guys didn't lose a region meet at all last season.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really, truly proud about holding that true. This year, I'd like the same thing, but we gotta keep on working hard and getting better every day.
Coach, as far as the expectations go, especially with some of the newer kids, it's a culture thing, I know, with Carbon Golf, and it's something that's been around for a while. I mean, it is expected that this team will finish top five, top four, top three in the state. Do the younger kids, do they embrace that mindset and that culture the moment they step in, or is it something that they have to learn from the older kids?
Yeah, I think they see it and they want to be a part of the team. And so I saw it this summer with a couple of our younger kids. They've been out here, you know, all summer working on their games, asking, hey, what can I do better? What can I do to better my game? And, you know, just that drive to be better in golf is huge.
It's definitely a sport that you almost have to play year-round. I know it's difficult here with the weather. But, Coach, out of the 11 kids that you have on your team, how many months out of the year do they consistently play golf?
Probably my top golfers, they play at least 8 months out of the year. Mm-hmm. I mean, I got a couple of kids that, you know, go travel down to St. George and play, you know, in January and stuff like that to keep their games in check. And, you know, it's a lot of travel time and a lot of time and effort goes into that.
No doubt. I mean, it's one of those sports where memory is everything. Muscle memory is everything, right? That's a fair assessment.
For sure.
Coach, looking at the schedule, there's one home meet this year, September 12th. You guys will be at the Country Club. Do you like having that meet right before the region finale?
Of course. I'm really happy that we don't have it right off the get-go. So we're going to have a couple matches underneath our belt. and I expect our kids to perform extremely well at our golf course. I mean, most of them have been playing it for their whole lives, so I expect them to play really well.
Yeah, and on top of that, I think there's two trips to Coveview, if I'm not mistaken, right? Two trips to Coveview, and that's a familiar course for the most part.
Yeah, definitely. We've definitely played a few times there. When we used to be in that region, we used to play there quite often. So we'll get a couple more cracks at that golf course. I know State was there a couple of years ago. So looking forward to those meets.
Yeah, certainly. Definitely. Coach, it is a pleasure to get you back on and talking about the golf season. Between now and the first meet, what do you focus on heavily with this team?
Just course management. Being able to know when to hit the right shots and try not to take big numbers. That's probably my biggest thing with the kids, is trying to help them not take big numbers, you know. Take a bogey here and there, but not take any 7s, 8s, or 9s. That's kind of what I've been drilling into them right now. So I'm really looking forward to our first region match to see where we're at, see what we need to work on.
As am I, Coach. Looking forward to the fall season in general. Coach Brett Johnson, again, of the Carbon Dino Golf team. Thank you so much, Coach, for taking out the time to join us, and I'm sure we'll catch up again real soon.
Hey, sounds good. Thanks, Jordan.
We've got a break for just a moment, but we do have more Drive Time Sports coming up when we return. It's a Thursday edition of the show right here on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.